life engineering, processes that combine science, wisdom, and spirituality to build a life of alignment. Joining Dr. Pat is your host, Gabriella Embon, bringing you bi-weekly wisdom nuggets, your step-by-step guidance to build a life of no regrets. Stay tuned as they uncover powerful processes for you to realize your true potential. Are you ready for some magic wisdom? Life engineering starts now.
Hey, everybody, welcome. We have got a great show for you today. Gabriella is bringing it to the table again. So you're going to get it's almost like a review of where we've been. But this part right here today, how to create a design for your vision, but a design that works, is so critically important for all of us. And many, many times you hear people talk about the fact, I got this great vision, I got this great idea, and then you follow up with them later, and they still have the great vision and idea, but they do not put it to work. So today, Gabriella, you're going to help us with this, because having a vision is great, having that all lined out is great, but you're a master at going from the vision to the reality, right?
Yes, exactly. So like you said, we're going to recap. We're working with our four steps: vision, design, then we create a pilot, and then it's going into action and course correcting. And today we're talking about the vision, and the vision is the second step in the process. It's the one that comes right after our vision. And the way we want to look at the design, I think I made a mistake. Today we're talking about the design. The way we want to look at the design is we want to divide the design in two different parts. One is our blueprint, and we're going to explain what that is. And the other one is our action plan on paper at the design level. And today I would like to cover the blueprint part. So we're going to divide this into, today we'll talk all about the blueprint and how do we create a blueprint that supports us in us building that vision that we are going after. Does it make sense?
It's so important. I mean, it's not that we don't, most of us go through life and we have a general idea of a blueprint, but sometimes that blueprint doesn't really have a focus. It's a blueprint that kind of carves organically out what our day is. We're talking about creating a blueprint that's going to get us from where we are to where we want to go, right?
Yes. And I think the way we're going to look at blueprint is a little bit different than what most people think. People think about a blueprint usually as a spec. And you can look at it as a spec or as instructions of what we are creating, absolutely. But I'm hoping to bring today a different angle into that. And in order to demonstrate what I mean, I would like to tell a story. How about that? My students love that story. I usually start the life coaching program with this story because it emphasizes very well what an aligned blueprint is. So I'm going to go into the story right away. So in my story, there are two protagonists. One is an elephant. And the other one is a flea. Okay, don't be surprised. And don't start scratching. When I say that word, usually people start scratching. So here's the story. The elephant and the flea were neighbors. And they lived one next to the other. And the flea wanted to go to the beach. The flea says, it's going to take me forever to go to the beach. So I'm going to ask my neighbor, the elephant, to take me there. So the flea goes to the elephant's house, knocks on the door, and the elephant very politely says, how can I help you? And the flea goes, can you take me tomorrow to the beach? Of course I can. Come by tomorrow morning and we'll go. The flea is very excited. He has this vision of seeing himself, you know, at the beach. He sees the, you know, riding the waves. And the next morning, super excited, goes to the elephant and off they go. But except that instead of going to the beach, they end up going to the woods. And now the flea is not very happy. It's even confused. How did we end up here? This is not what I meant. I don't like it here. The branches are scratching my beautiful face. I don't enjoy this. Let's go back. So they go back home. And at night, the flea feels sick. So he's not feeling well, a fever kicks in. So the next morning he knocks on the elephant door and says, I'm really sick. I need you to take me to the hospital. And the elephant says, I'll take you there, But instead of going to the hospital, they end up going downtown. And I live in Montreal. Downtown tends to be quite noisy and crowded. And the flea goes, what is this? This is not what I ask you. This is crowded. This is noisy. I have a headache. And the story continues. And I'll tell you what I love about this story. That we all have a flea and we all have an elephant inside us.
Yeah.
And which part do you think is the blueprint, the design? What do you think? And I'm asking the audience too. Yeah.
Let's have the audience think about it for a minute before we jump in, because you're about to share some information that for people, it's going to change their perspective on how they hold on to the hope in action. Because you see, when you're talking about, thank you for that story. I love that story. You know what it reminds me of? Some days I think I'm the elephant and some days I think I'm the flea, right? But what I love about this is what you're about to share is the bridge for people between that original burst of hope we get, right? And how we can maintain that hope into reality. You see, because sometimes without the tool you're talking about, Gabriella, we lose hope.
Absolutely. And the thing is, we all have both the flea and the elephant, and we need them both.
Yes, we do.
We need them both to get to where we want to go, to realize our vision, right? So the way that they connect each other is that our flea and our elephant creates the results in our lives. However, the flea is smaller, right? So as much as it was very conscious about and very intentional about the vision that it wanted, at the end of the day, it was the elephant that, being stronger, decided where we're going.
Yeah.
So how does it play in our lives? In our lives, we also follow a formula. Our lives follow a formula. Our actions plus our mindset equals the results that we create in our lives.
That's right. I love that. Say that one more time for everybody, because I want everybody to hear this. This right here, this is the key, because what Gabriella is about to talk about is to help us carve out the mindset that's going to get us to where we want to go. So give us that formula again.
Actions plus mindset equals results. So important. The vision was there. The flea knew exactly what he wanted, right? The plan was there. They agree on a plan. However, the blueprint, which was the elephant, was not aligned. So our actions, right, is the part we need to take action in order to create the results. Nothing happens without actions. But for these actions to be fruitful, for these actions to actually create the results that we're looking for, we need to have the right blueprint. We need to have the right design. If our design is not aligned with our actions and our vision and our intentions, we're going to end up somewhere else. And then we're going to ask ourselves, how did I end up here? I did everything right. I planned right. I knew exactly what I wanted. However, I keep attracting the same patterns, and it's not what I was working towards.
Yeah.
Right. So this is what we look at when we say the design and the blueprint is actually our internal elephant. And what is exactly our internal elephant? That's our conditioning.
Yeah.
That's our inner software. That's all our programming in our subconscious mind.
Yeah. I love that you're using this analogy, because if you think about your computer, right, for just a minute, it's so obvious to us as users what we see. What we don't see is everything going on underneath that keyboard. We don't see that. And so even though we're looking on the outside and we think we're doing something here, something's going on underneath. And if we cannot figure what that is, wow, right?
I loved what you said, underneath and not visible. Because the actions, actually, if you ask, I always ask people, what percentage would you give to the actions and what percentage would you give to the mindset or the blueprint? Well, actions are only 10%, because we take actions with our conscious mind, which is our awareness, is what, as you said, what we see, what we are aware. However, our subconscious mind, our conditioning, our programming, our blueprint, our elephant is that extra 90% is usually not visible to us. It's underneath, right? It's yeah. that part of the iceberg that we don't see.
Yeah.
So it's tricky because you might be very confident that you have the right design. You go, what do you mean? This is what I want. And I definitely want that. And I think it's possible for me. And I like to tell people, I'm not asking you what you believe mm-hmm. consciously that it's possible. I'm more interested to know what your elephant believes, because I know the elephant being 90%, it's going to determine whether your actions take you to your vision or go somewhere else.
I want to give you an example and then let's move on. But I got to point this out. I knew what we were talking about today. I knew you were going to share this story. Out of all of the different scarves I have in my closet to wear, what would be the odds that I would pick an animal print? But you see what I'm saying? I didn't think about it till just 2 seconds ago. As you were telling the story, I'm like, wow, but that is the subconscious mind. I didn't go into the closet and say, oh, elephant and flea. Oh, but that's what happens, right, to us.
Exactly. Our subconscious mind is our blueprint. And people think it's a black box, that we don't have access to it and we don't know what is there. And I like to say, do you really think that you were created with a black box that has the software with which you create your life and you have no access to it? That wouldn't make any sense. Right? If it's so powerful in creating our lives, if we co-create our lives with our software, we absolutely have access to it. We just need to learn how to. Right?
Yeah.
So in order to create our vision, we need our subconscious mind on board. We need our elephant on board 100%. And what I say is there are four beliefs that we want to make sure that we have, but not consciously only. Unconsciously, in that hidden part of us. We want to make sure that our elephant believes it's possible for us to create what we want. We deserve it. We are allowed to create that. And it's safe for us to create that. And I know this might sound weird. Like, what do you mean I deserve it? Of course I deserve it. I just created my vision. I want it. Of course I deserve it. But you're going to be surprised that I'm not asking you what you believe consciously. Your conscious mind might believe that it's possible, safe, that you deserve it. But I'm not sure your subconscious yeah. mind is as yeah. Friendly and giving as what we consciously believe. Because subconsciously, we are conditioned in a very interesting way, to say the least. And we carry conditioning from our childhood, but we also carry conditioning from our ancestors. Yeah. And our ancestors lived very differently than us.
Yeah. I love that you're talking about this, because one of the things that operates exactly from where you said, and let's talk about this, is this thing that may show up, but we don't have a name for it. We just know it hits us. And it's like, I'm not worth it. Oh. Right. I'm just giving you one thing. I'm just like, okay, you don't say it out loud, right? But you know what you're looking for. But there's something that says, yeah, who are you? Who, right? Because underneath that, what we're really talking about is something that somehow that we happen to call fear or anxiety, whatever you want to call it. But there's something that gets us to either believe we're going to lose something or that we believe we don't even have it.
Exactly. You're talking about the fears. Usually these categories fall under the fear of success or fear of failure. And let me give you some examples. What does it mean it's not safe for me to create what I want? Well, I might have actually fear of success. Because my subconscious mind, okay, not consciously, and this is important to distinguish and discern. My subconscious mind might believe that if I'm successful in whatever I'm embarking on, people will leave me, or they will judge me, or I will separate. What do you mean it's safe for me to lose weight? Of course it's safe for me to lose weight. And then we find that the subconscious mind goes, yeah, but if I lose weight, I'll become attractive, and maybe my spouse will be jealous, or maybe my friends will say, what, you don't eat pizza with us anymore? Right? So there is such a discrepancy sometimes between what we believe consciously and the design, the blueprint we have in our subconscious mind. And the first step is to become aware of that. Right? And I would like to suggest a way, because I am assuming people say, okay, but if it's subconscious, how would I know what's in there? Right? So how about we give a small strategy in order for people to dig deep into their black box that is not a black box and understand what their elephant believes.
Yeah, because the first thing that you said, and I want to reiterate it real quick. The first thing that you said is what we have done is we have now completely exposed the idea that our subconscious is forever hidden from us. So that's thing number one. We have now said, no, it's not hidden from us. Number two, what you've talked about is these are some of the things get in the way. Now what you're going to help us with is how do we get to it? How do we get at it? How do we talk to it? How do we find out what's in there, right?
Exactly. And before I talk about it, I want to give an example that will emphasize this really, really well. 70% of lottery winners end up losing their money within 5 years.
Yeah.
Why is that? That's because they have taken action, created results. But the question is, can I embody those results? Mm-hmm. Is my elephant capable of embody those results? Because if my elephant has the mindset of scarcity, if it believes that if I'm rich, people will judge me, or I will be perceived differently, or in some way I won't be the same person, I will lose myself, whatever belief is there, if it believes that money is the root of all evil, that practically speaking means that I don't have the capacity to embody the results that I created. Therefore, I will slowly sabotage myself. Yeah. So our elephant is our container. In order for the results, right? In order for the results to become long-lasting results and for us to be able to hold those results, we need to have the container. The container is our elephant. We need to have that design or blueprint that believes that I can hold those results, that it's safe for me, that I'm allowed. Because if growing up, I was told, don't tell your sister you got an A+ because she will be jealous, then my elephant believes it's my success can hurt somebody else. So don't become too successful.
Right.
Yeah. And that's how fear of success kicks in as much as fear of failure. Yeah. People think about always fear of failure. Well, fear of success is also something we want to look at.
Yeah.
So that's what we want to understand. We have to become the person that can hold those results. So let's go into how do we do this? How do we get a peek into our inner elephant? So one strategy is to close our eyes. Very important to close your eyes when you're looking into your subconscious mind. And to imagine that you are creating the results that you want. Imagine yourself having this vision in your life as much as you can. Feel what it feels to have that. And usually when you ask people, how does it feel? They will tell you it feels great, right? If you are working towards losing weight, you say, see yourself with X amount of, you know, less pounds, and you go, oh, this feels amazing. And now, once you can see yourself there, you want to ask yourself, what would people say? What can go wrong? Right? What's the worst that can happen?
Yeah.
And if you stay with the question, your subconscious mind is going to start talking to you. It will raise all the objections, all the resistance, all that inner hidden fear, and give you objections and resistance that you're going to be surprised. What if I'm not humble anymore? What if I lose myself? What if I make money, I'm successful, I want to leave my spouse? Number one elephant for women who sometimes cannot succeed financially as much as they want is the fear that if they become independent, they might end up leaving their marriage.
That's very big. That's huge. And we don't, you know, we're not going to be able to cover it during the show today, but that dynamic that happens with that, when you do something in support of yourself that creates that kind of change, it's not just your subconscious that's working, but if you are in relationship with somebody else, oh my goodness, what is their subconscious doing, right?
Absolutely. And it's important to understand that our subconscious beliefs are not our fault. We're conditioned mm-hmm. because of the experiences we had. They're not our fault. However, they are our responsibility. Mm-hmm. Right? And the more, here's the thing, the bigger the dream, right? The bigger the resistance to create it. Inner resistance is a sign that you are dreaming big. So the path of fulfilling our dreams, our visions, our goals is paved with personal development, is paved with undoing the limiting beliefs that we carry in our elephant so we can co-create our life, so we can take action and mm-hmm. have an elephant that is aligned with our actions and get where we want, mm-hmm. yeah. manifest our highest potential.
Yeah, I think this is so important because, you know, part of this too is looking at all of these side effects. I like to call them side effects. There's side effects of when you get a dream, a vision, a reality, something you desire. Before we go on to talk about that, I want to take a moment. Gabriella, what is the best way for people to find out more about you, also more about what you're doing? Let's make sure we give out your website, if you could.
Yes. People can tune into coachingacademy.net. They're going to see that we have a free training coming up this Sunday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern on how to become an elite league coach. So if anybody's interested
wow.
in certifying as a coach, they can join us for this free training on Sunday. All the details, how to register at coachingacademy.net.
I'm so thrilled you do that. What a great opportunity for people to really step into an idea that they may have, but they may not know enough about it. And look at what you've created, a way for them to come in and explore and find out what's in their hearts.
Yes.
Thank you for that.
And, you know, part of what makes somebody an elite league coach is their ability to work on people's elephant.
Oh, my goodness. I know.
So it relates a lot to what we're talking about today. Because when you work with your elephant, not only you create desired results, you create mm-hmm. long-lasting results that you can embody, you also create results fast. Imagine if the flea has yes. to walk to the beach on its own. It's going to take him forever. But if the elephant was on board, how quickly would you get there?
Yeah. And I love this. And I know that there are other things we're going to talk about, but I love the idea that the bigger the resistance, right? The bigger the dream, the bigger the resistance. I mean, if we know that up front, then we can recognize it like right away when it shows up, right? Melissa McCarthy, by the way, went through the whole thing with weight loss because she lost a ton of weight. I mean, really, somebody said half her size. And she got ridiculed for it. She didn't get the role she had before. There were a lot of things that showed up for her consciously and subconsciously. But can you talk a little bit more about the idea of how we turn that inner resistance into literally an energy that could catapult us forward?
I think that the most important, and there are ways to reprogram, as we say, the subconscious mind. We learned that in the life coaching program. But I think that for people, an easy way is to recognize that there's a price always to pay, right? We just need to pick which one we are willing to pay. Yeah. So there's the price that we're paying as we're going after our dreams, which is to get uncomfortable, to deal with our limiting beliefs, to expose ourselves out of our comfort yeah. zone, right? Let's say if yeah. I want to release weight, one of the prices might be that I might not eat dessert every night. That's the price I'm willing to pay. But there's also a price that we pay when we're not going after our dreams.
Yeah.
And we need to list them and put them one next to the other. This is the price of going after my dream. Maybe people judging me. And maybe this is the price of staying where I am. And then once we look at them, we get to pick which one I am not willing to pay. Which one is non-negotiable? Because for me, when I did my career change, the price was that people judged me and told me, are you crazy? You're an engineer. What are you doing?
Right.
But the price of not going after my dream was staying miserable, honestly. So that was non-negotiable for me. And if I know there's a price to pay going after my dreams, I'm going to accept it and not be, oh my God, I can't believe people are judging me. I'm like, well, I knew this might happen.
Exactly. Right? Exactly. And that's what I love about what you said, because that's what Melissa McCarthy said right out of the gate. She said, I know we're going to have it. Look, what a great show today. I want to ask you again to give out your website. Also, you always leave us with a personal message. And this message today is very near and dear to my heart. I experienced this after I graduated in 2001. But again, please give out your website and let folks know how they can and how they can register for the training.
So coachingacademy.net, there's a banner there where you can register to the training on Sunday. Just click on register, you'll get the Zoom link. But let's talk about, you ask us to leave us with a closing message. Yeah. And I want to talk about imposter syndrome, which we all experience in life. Oh, everybody. People tend to look at that as something we have to eliminate. Almost we look at it as a devil, honestly. And I like to look at the imposter syndrome as a sign that I am transitioning to something bigger, not as a block, but, oh, I feel like an imposter because I have not embodied my new reality yet. And I am transitioning to something bigger. So it's only normal that I will feel like I'm an imposter. When I moved to Canada, I feel like an imposter. I didn't feel Canadian. Took me a few years to feel Canadian, right?
Right.
So if I understand that it's part of the process, it's inevitable, right, to feel as an imposter as I am transitioning, I won't feel something is wrong with me and I need to eliminate it. I will see it as, oh, I'm moving forward, right? It's a wonderful indicator and companion in our journey. Every time I feel like an imposter, I know I'm growing.
Yeah. That is so important. That is one of the most important things to leave people with. Gabriella, thank you so much for today. Thank you so much for this. And we'll have more. We're not done yet, right?
We're not done. I look forward in 2 weeks to talk about the second part of the design, the more action plan. Yes.
Yeah. 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 It's you got to have that 1-2 thing going on. Gabriella, thank you so much for today.
Thank you very much, Dr. Pat.
Wow. Boy, it does get you to think, everybody. Really, are you hitting the halt button? And what we're trying to tell you is you don't need to. Thank you so much for joining us today. Jacob, thank you. We'll see you next time.
You have been listening to Life Engineering, processes that combine science, wisdom, and spirituality to create a life of alignment on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join host Gabriella Embon and Dr. Pat every first and third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific for bi-weekly wisdom nuggets on how to create your perfect synergy between your mind, body, and spirit in order to realize your true potential. For more information, visit Gabriella at coachingacademy.net.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.